This is DJ Coop, and you're listening to Metal Madness, where we review music that will make your head explode. In this episode, we're going to talk about Most for Fate's biggest album, Don't Break the Oath, made in 1984. I recently saw Most for Fate, and it was probably the best show I've ever been to because of the stage setup and the energy of King Diamond himself, which was creepy. He was creeping around the stage in a cloak the entire time with his bow and microphone. The stage setup had a Baphomet and a 666 written across it, and King Diamond was in his iconic makeup. He played songs from my favorite album, Don't Break the Oath. The album starts off with the song Dangerous Meeting. It begins with a heavy strum pattern which feels like you're being chased against something evil. The story of the song is about seven people who gathered in a circle and summoned something paranormal, which ends up going very badly. The strum beat is one steady beat instead of a lot of fills, so you pay more attention to the guitarist playing complicated riffs. King Diamond sings in a falsetto voice, which is very unpopular, and that's why a lot of people dislike Most for Fate / King Diamond. I like it because it's unique and brings a whole different definition to heavy metal. The song, The Oath, is a very meaningful song. The lyrics are like a prayer due to the fact that the beginning and the end, he says, Amen. It's a very heavy, instrumental song with not many lyrics for it being over 7 minutes long. In this song, the drum beat changes very often in a progressive way. My guy King Diamond has a very emotional delivery. He goes from a very low pitch to a very high pitch for the rest of the lyrics. It's not the lyrics, it's the sound of his voice that makes it more emotional than the other songs. My favorite song on this album is Come to the Sabbath. It is the second song on Melissa. It switches beat throughout the song, which makes it feel that there is a new song playing but with the same meaning. The song has a part of a synthesized harpsichord, which is my favorite part. It was really fun seeing Most for Fate play the song in Phoenix, Arizona, with everybody singing along. Overall, my opinion on this album is that it has an interesting take on heavy metal because King Diamond is doing something different than every metal artist out there. I think it is a 8.9 out of 10. Not all the songs are great, and the production isn't as good as Melissa. But Come to the Sabbath is the best Most for Fate song, in my opinion. But Don't Break the Oath has a lot of metal madness for me. This has been Metal Madness with DJ Coop on 91.3 KXEI Tucson. For more episodes of bonus tracks, head to KXEI.org.